you need to look like two people this morning to make up for those who are enjoying the weekend away. I'm glad to welcome you. I'm glad you chose to stop here as one of those places as a part of your spiritual journey. I trust, and we all trust, that we will find that which we need to strengthen and renew us. If you happen to be here for the first time, or you're fairly recent and haven't received one of these folders yet, you'll find them at many places around the church, back there and out there and almost anywhere you look. This leaflet tells you about our church, about our ministry, about how you might be involved in the life of this church. Would also mention that if you would like to know more about how the development of bylaws for the city churches is developing, there's an FAQ sheet at the back that you may pick up if you haven't already done so, and that will give you some information about it. And then if you look at the bulletin, I do want to emphasize some things. First, one thing that's not mentioned, the group that meets at my house Monday evenings will not be meeting this week. If you haven't had your picture taken yet for the directory, you can stop as you go through that back room later on. The Reconciling Ministries Network is holding a training for progressive laity and clergy June the 1st from 8:30 to 10 p.m. in the gathering room. That's the room back there, on how to speak and work the process of annual conference effectively and strategically. So if you're concerned about changes in the discipline that would open the way for all clergy to be accepted regardless of their sexual orientation, you might want to come to that session. Then we will be celebrating the 6th anniversary of this church becoming a reconciling congregation, and that will take place on June the 4th, which is actually Pentecost Sunday, and there will be some guest speakers as well as our own pastor here for that event. The annual conference begins on Thursday, continues through Friday and Saturday. Note the Columbus Circle service. United Methodist pastors will lead worship celebrating Christ in the city at 5:30 May 31st in Columbus Circle. I believe that's Wednesday, right? Wednesday evening at 5:30. And I know that Alicia would love to see you there. I plan to be there, and so do a number of others, to share in that service. We invite you to take this purple sheet and list your presence with us this day. Rocking chairs are in the back. If you'd like to rock your inner child or rock that real child you've brought with you, if you're interested in child care, speak to the ushers.
Good morning, everyone. Hello. I haven't seen some of your faces. I'm so glad to see you. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I'm proud to say that I'm the pastor here at this church, and so I'd like to say welcome. We have been continuing our series on Emerge, and so we'll continue today. The butterfly has long been a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus, as well as the resurrection of believers as we emerge from the power of death. This Easter season, we will examine our own transformations from cocoons and tombs to the unfurled beauty of all God calls us to be. Finally, the moment has arrived. The butterfly launches into its new environment. The heights that are now possible through this transformation into what it was always meant to be. Nothing will hold it back. And today the scripture story tells us about a paralyzed man whose friends brought him to be healed by Jesus. When the crowds made it impossible for the friends of the paralytic to get him to Jesus, they broke through the roof of the home where Jesus was and lowered him down. when we too can be roof breakers. We can raise the roof into new ways of moving and being in this world. What was bound has been freed. Let us boldly look like, act like, and know ourselves to be healed and freed people that we truly are. And believing in the words of our theme hymn for this season, this is the day of new beginnings.
This is the day of new beginnings, time to remember and move on, time to believe what love is bringing, laying to rest the pain that's gone.
Good morning. I'm Lee Potter, your liturgist for today, and I'll warn you that on a few occasions you will hear my voice from the choir loft, but you will not see me. If you're able, join me in the call to worship after you rise. Thank you. Here we are, God. We've come from our week, filled with many things. Some are filled with joy and excitement. Others with sorrow and despair. Some are filled with energy. Others are filled with weariness. Some are filled with love for you. Others wonder where you are, for they feel far from you. We are the gathered congregation. We lay ourselves before you with all the honesty we can muster. We give you what we are. Create in us clean hearts. Fill us with your spirit in this hour of worship so we can be made holy to serve you holy. Amen. Let us join in singing our opening hymn, Thine Be the Glory, number 308 in the hymnal or from the screen.
Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is thy victory, thou o'er death hast won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away. Kept the folded grave clothes where thy blood he lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. Lo, Jesus meet thee, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets thee, scatters fear and gloom. Let his church with gladness hymns of triumph sing. For the Lord now liveth, death has lost its sting. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death has won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without thee, aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors, broadly deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son, and this is the victory thou o'er death has won.
We have a tradition here at University Church of greeting one another by shaking hands and saying, good morning, or peace be with you. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors now.
Good morning again. Would the children please come forward and join me in the blessing of the children?
For by the life and death of Jesus, love's mighty Spirit now as then, can make for us a world of difference as faith and hope are born again.
Good morning. Hello, what happened to you? Uh-oh. Come on up. Let's go up here. Why don't we just stand here? What happened? You broke your arm at the park? Yeah, that's no good. Well, it looks like you have a lot of signatures on that cast. Yeah? Are you doing okay? All right. Hello. So today, oh good, we have more people. Great. Hello. So I have, oh good, we have more people joining me. Good. So today we're actually going to stand because I want to do something, all right? So today we're talking about fly, daring new heights. And so we're going to listen to a song and watch a video in a second, and then we're going to talk about it, all right? Okay, we're ready. So you can watch it up here. Yeah, that probably would be better.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on if I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door.
Song, because I believe each of you can fly. You can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. You can stand up for folks, even for yourself. And so I was hoping that we could fly for a minute. Will you indulge me, even with a broken wing? Will you fly with me and let's walk out here and fly? And because you know what? God is always with us when we're doing great things and we are speaking up and speaking out and working towards being whatever we're going to be, whether it's a doctor or a musician or anything. God is with us, and then we can fly. So will you fly with me? I wonder if we can have it. Well, he walked away. Never mind. Let's fly. I didn't tell him we were going to do that. Will you fly with me? All right. Come fly with me, broken wings. When you're having a moment where you're not sure who's with you and what it's about, that you remember this moment when you were flying through the church and remember that God is with you, okay? That we can do all things and we just need to stick close and know that God is with us. All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for letting us dare new heights, for reminding us that you believe that we can fly and serve you. Amen. So today we have a great treat. We have our choir singing. Amen, and thank you, choir. If you would like your prayer read as a part of today's worship, please fill it out if you haven't already, and the ushers will be coming down to collect them. And as we collect them, let us continue our theme song, This is a Day of New Beginnings.
Before us to show and share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new.
Let us settle our hearts in an attitude of prayer.
Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a spoken prayer and the Lord's Prayer. Let us be in prayer. Lord, on this Memorial Weekend, we would remember today all those who have sacrificed their lives over centuries for the good of other people. Today, we would especially remember them and ask you to be with them and their families. We would like to now join with Ann Weems in her prayer, Have Mercy on Us. O God, from whose eyes the measure of faith is not hidden, wrench from us now all religiosity, all rules and regulations of our scheduled selves that separate us from your Holy Spirit. O God, who calls each of us by name to be the church, give us love enough to make a difference. Give us vision enough to follow. Give us endurance enough to hold steadfast in the faith of the unholy. O God, who claims us as disciples, bless us now and touch us with your holiness that we might have commitment enough to be good news to the poor. O God of the bruised, we pray for healing. Comfort those who cry in dark corners, the lonely, the strangers, the weary, the fearful, the disappointed, the anxious, the depressed, the forsaken, the dispirited, the grieving, and those who lie in sickness and in pain. O God, who wept over Jerusalem, open our eyes to those around us who scream in silence the depth of their despair. O God of compassion, heal our hard hearts to tenderness. O God of the oppressed, fire us with justice that we might proclaim liberty to the captives. O God, who gave us the rainbow and parted the Red Sea, we dare to pray for miracles for the powerless. O God of the hungry, we pray for those who have not bread. Remove, O God, the bondage of hunger by removing our shackles so that we might share our bread. O God of the homeless, we pray for those who have no land. We pray that you will open the doors of our hearts and let your wandering people in. O God of the captives, have mercy on those who must live out their lives enslaved to someone else, because of race or politics or economics or faith. Loose our bonds that we might risk our own securities on their behalf. O God of peace, give peace to our hearts and to our nation and to our world. O Lamb of God, have mercy upon us. And O Lord, let us now pray the prayer taught to us by thy Son, Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The scripture today is Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26 from the New International Version of the Bible, combined with a contemporary poem, Modern Sonnet. This is a responsive litany, so I ask you to remain seated and join with me as we read the scripture together. One day, Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. Forgive or not forgive, that is the question. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When you are offended, whether real or imagined by a loved one, a friend, or by someone esteemed, do you confront the other or resolve to be patient? When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? If by some stroke of luck the offender apologized but turns around, talks glib gobbledygook, do you keep silent and still, looking cool as ice, or do you tell it to his face that he's more than a crook?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." At such time as this, or any time for that matter, it is better to forgive, whether he asks for it or not. Do not poison your heart with cyanide blather. Bitterness can bother like a bat's up your know-what. So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Forgiveness frees the offended from the devil's deceit, makes you smile at the debtor as his debt you forgive. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please stand if you're able and join in singing "I'll Fly Away." The words are on the screen.
Jesus.
Some bright morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joys will never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Give me a minute. I'm getting set up. There. Okay. So we've come a long way, haven't we, in the way of flight? We started out this way, excited that we could get those wings and wheels off the ground. And now, boy, we fly all the time, don't we? We've even gone to the moon. And we have a space station. I bet that seems unbelievable to many sitting here and many from several decades ago that we could have a space station. Wow, hanging out in space. And I think that we have several now. I think that the first one is done, like they had to put it to rest. So we have come a long way. So what other heights are you willing to dare? This may not mean literally flying, but new things or new boundaries. I'm wondering, what is next for you and I? Well, I'd like to look at our text today. Let's look at a group of friends who were daring new heights in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. We can find this text. We can find the text in which Jesus heals the paralytic. So let's set the scene. First, the house is cramped. Have you ever been to an event in a house, like maybe the gathering after a funeral or when a party is going on and the house is so packed that you can't even move to see the guest of honor? That's how packed this place was. You couldn't move around. And so put yourself in that cramped house. Well, why was it so cramped? Well, that's because right before this, Jesus had healed a leper. And he told the leper, okay, now go and don't tell anybody except for the priest, because I want the priest to know I did this, but don't tell anybody else. Well, what did he do? What did the leper do? He told everybody. And so everybody showed up to this house where they knew Jesus was going to be. And so Jesus sat down or stood up, I don't know which, it doesn't say, and started to teach of the good news. Started to talk about this wonderful God we have. And since, so then there were four men who decided, You know what? We are going to bring our friend who is paralyzed to this house where Jesus is. You know, he healed the leper. I bet he can heal our friend. And so they went to this crowded house. And this crowded house was so full, they couldn't get to the front. They couldn't even get in. And they're carrying a man on a mat. And they're trying to get in. Has anyone ever tried to get through a crowd, maybe with a stroller or a wheelchair? It's impossible, right? And so they're trying to get through, four men and a guy on a mat. And they can't do it because it is so crowded in there. And so they say, you know what? We're going to do something different. We're going to try another route. And so they climb up on top of the house, on the roof, and they go through the roof. I'm glad you're all awake. And there's a hole in the roof. Can you imagine being in that house, in that crowd? There's nowhere to go. You hear that sound, and you see a hole in the roof. Right. Oh, dear. How do I get out of here? What's going on right now? Wow. I'm going to use sound effects more often. That was great. Oh, gosh. And then, from that light, that hole in the roof, they see a man being lowered on a mat right in front of Jesus. What do you think is going on in their heads? Oh my goodness. I don't even know what I'd be thinking, because I'd be like, wait a minute, that just happened, the hole in the ceiling, and now this is happening. What is going on right now? Just unbelievable to think about. So he gets lowered down. And then Jesus says, when he sees him, Well, first of all, what friends does this guy have? Wow, right? These friends are pretty great. They're quite faithful, that they believe that because Jesus healed the leper, Jesus can heal their friend. And they are doing anything to get their friend in to see Jesus. So then Jesus says, I forgive you. You are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Now, in this time, this is something that is believed only God can do. I can almost hear the crowd suck the air out of the place. Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, and the group goes, what? How could he do that? He's just a man. How can he do that? And then, to think about the scribes that are there, those scribes, they must be really upset. So much so that Jesus feels it. You know, sometimes when it's so tense in the room, you can feel and hear what people are thinking. Maybe they were whispering it. Maybe they were thinking it. But it is so tense that Jesus knows what they're thinking. And so he calls them out on it. And I can't believe it, because in the crowd, once again, the crowd wants the scribes to be pleased. They don't want to mess up with the scribes, because the scribes might do something nice for them another time. So, Jesus calls them out on it. So during this time, people would actually have to go to the temple to see the scribes for healing and forgiveness, which would have cost money, maybe a piece of their land. It might have required them to give up some of their livestock. And then the scribes would have said, or might have said, your sins are forgiven. This obviously was a corrupt system. It kept the poor poor, because for them to feel healed or forgiven, they had to go to the scribes and do this over and over. Religious leaders benefited from this, and the political leaders benefited from this, and Jesus was bucking the system. And I bet the crowd sure felt that tension in the room. And so Jesus knew what the scribes were thinking, and he called them out on it. And so he asks them this. Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to stand up, take your mat, and walk out of here? What do you think the crowd is thinking after this? He's standing up to the scribes. They're probably like, what is going to happen now? Again, they're probably thinking, how do I get out of here fast? So, the man from the mat, you can see, he couldn't even walk to get in. He took up his mat, he picked it up, and he walked out. And can you imagine that crowded room, and all of a sudden, he's able to walk out? It's like the people were this Red Sea, and the people parted so he could walk right out of there, right? With all that crowded space. And he's able to just walk right out. And I'm imagining the scribes are furious with this question. What is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say stand up and take your mat and walk out of here? The crowds were amazed. Well, what does amazed look like in a crowd? At an SU game, what does it sound like? Amazed is like cheering, right? Sometimes it's, whoa! And sometimes it's just plain silence. And I don't know which happened because the text says they were amazed. So I'd like to just take a note. The crowds were amazed. The man was healed and walked away. And it doesn't say anything about whether these people, any of them, became disciples or Jesus followers. They were amazed and they were healed. Just a note, maybe another sermon another day. So I ask you, in this scripture, who is emerging? Well, could be the friends of the paralytic, right? They were literally daring new heights to climb on that roof. They were daring new heights, having this unstoppable faith that Jesus would truly heal their friend. Or was it the paralytic? He was forgiven by Jesus and God. Grace abounds. He is able to start new life as a walking man. Or is it Jesus who is emerging? He not only declared the power to forgive through God, but challenged the religious powers and political powers of the day. This is the start or foreshadowing of his life and of his death. The truth is, none of them would ever be the same. Just like the butterfly, when we leave the cocoon or the tomb, that thing that holds us back, we are free to fly. We are free to be whatever or whoever we are meant to be, remembering what was, all that we learned from it, and feeling assured we are not ever, ever alone. We have God and community with us. Because of what was, we are equipped to fly, to go beyond boundaries. If we can't get in, we can go through the roof. When the system is corrupt, we can say it is corrupt. We can live in the faith that Jesus will be with us in our emerging. And so I ask you, where will we dare to fly? Amen. So we're good. So we're going to shift for a moment here. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place their attendance slips that are purple, lavender, into the plate that when the ushers come down the aisle. Now, we ask that you fill this out because we'd like to know who's here and who isn't here. And if you're not here for a couple of weeks, we want to find out if you're okay. We want to love you and pray for you. And I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know we do not expect a donation today. You are our guest, and we are so grateful you're here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication displayed on the screen. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and so in faith and with assurance we give our money this morning. We hope in a generous God who meets our needs. We hope in a creative God who multiplies our gifts. We hope in a mysterious God who invites us to kingdom living. God of grace, accept these gifts and us in your service. Amen. Please remain standing and join in singing "We've a Story to Tell to the Nations," number 569 in the hymnal or on the screen.
We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light. A story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a song to be sung to the nations that shall lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that shall conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword. And shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigneth above hath sent his Son to save us and show us that God is love. And show us that God is love. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light.
There are so many great opportunities this week. Please join us in them. Oh God, form us, hold us, open us, unfold us, unfurl us, untether us, uncurl us, uncrease us, unwrap us. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.